Banff, Bow Valley locals are ready to hit the big screens of the Banff Mountain Film and Book Festival to showcase their talents and storytelling. Three movies will be playing back-to-back from the local storytellers on November 2 at 10 a.m. in the Max Bell Auditorium at the Banff Center for Arts and Creativity. Banff's Megan J. Ward and an all-female expedition follow in the footsteps of the revolutionary Mary Schaefer Warren and her journey to Maligne Lake in Jasper in their film Wildflowers. Mary really pushed the boundaries of what was considered possible at that time, and I think there's a lot of inspiration in her story, said Ward, co-producer and on-screen talent. It also invites the viewer to consider their role and actions in the spirit of truth and reconciliation and what it means to be a steward of the landscape. Part of Schaefer Warren's motivation for exploring the rugged wilderness was to connect with people that she lost. It wasn't until the post-production that Ward understood Schaefer Warren's motivation after her close friend, expedition photographer and crew member, Natalie Gillis, tragically passed away in a plane crash. Looking back, I was just realizing how much Mary's lessons came full circle for me, and that now I think I'll be thinking about Natalie, and when I go into the wilderness that it becomes that place of healing, said Ward. Ward had her sights set on the film screening at the festival, not only for what it represents, but because it feels like it has come full circle, with Schaefer Warren's final resting place being next to the Banff Center. Mary Schaefer Warren really fell in love with the mountains and eventually chose to relocate from Pennsylvania to Banff in the 1900s, and her historic home and her final resting place are like a stone's throw from the Banff Center, and it's pretty cool to just bring it all full circle. Leanne Allison alongside Amethyst First Rider explore the response to the return of the buffalo depicted with lantern puppets in their film Maniscum. Return of the buffalo after the animals were absent from Banff National Park for 140 years. Allison and Karsten Hoyer were awarded the Summit of Excellence Award for their commitment to conservation and documentation of wildlife in the landscape. Hoyer played a major role in the reintroduction of bison in Banff National Park. The third film, titled Find Me Outside, is part of the local showcase and follows four Western Canadian families and the marvel of nature through the perspective of their children. As the festival kicks off on Saturday, October 26, Cody Lefthand of the Iyarhi, Stoney Nakota First Nation will be showing his film Stories We Have Earned, the Stoney Nakota Film Project. The film, which is free to attend, will be playing in the Margaret Greenham Theatre at 7:30 p.m., A free-to-attend Stoney Film Night will also take place on October 29 at the White Museum of the Canadian Rockies with two films from Stoney youth and community members. The film festival is packed with 90 films from 20 countries. From high-action sports, fishing, environmentalism and culture, there are films to catch anyone's attention. The movies will primarily play at the Banff Center. However, some will be shown at the Lux Cinema in Banff and Arts Place in Canmore. Along with the long list of films, events are scattered throughout the schedule, and Banff, from sunrise hikes, panel talks, book signings, after parties and a marketplace, among others. While it largely celebrates moving pictures, still pictures also get a highlight in Paul Ziska's photo rodeo on November 2 at the RAB stage. The rodeo is meant to highlight lesser-known talent from the Bow Valley and allow them to share their work alongside stories in front of an audience, which Ziska said packed the room for its first event last year. We have so many people who do cutting-edge work here in the valley, in this part of the world, and I think it's important to just take every opportunity that we can to put their hard-earned images in front of an enthusiastic crowd, he said. In a rapid-fire formula, four selected photographers, Peter O'Hara, Laura Shanto, Anna Caesar and Evan Wong, will have a few minutes to tell their behind-the-scenes stories while their best shots display behind them. I've benefited so much over the years from the support of the local community, and it's nice to be able to facilitate that for other people as well, said Ziska. I have no doubt that some of those stories and some of that imagery will stick with some folks in the attendance and encourage them to just get out there and shoot their own images. Photography is also being celebrated through the photo essay competition at the festival, which was won by Yukon's Peter Marr for his collection of images titled Mountain Ghost. Marr will present his winning images from decades of work documenting wildlife on November 3 on the RAB stage at 3 p.m. The written word is not to be forgotten, as books are a large part of the festival, with some winning awards, as well as being showcased or being signed by their authors. For a full schedule of events and more information, visit www.banffcenter.ca/film-fest.